Morgan's
just sounded like cleaning up.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were all sitting around in the kitchen.
No, man,
you
know,
last week he was dead.
Who?
Just tell you.
This
who?
Like,
oh,
Morgan.
She's
where?
Again.
Where? Is it Joe? Oh, I didn't know.
Who went to Joe?
Went either.
Maybe
you
made
up.
The one with his family?
Coming back now.
No,
with his wife?
Yeah.
Who watched the kid?
His wife.
I took the whole family with them? I don't know.
You can't take a little kid.
Oh, you're right. No, let me call Alal. Tell them.
Yeah, I know.
The whole plane is full of little kids. There's more little kids that should be banned.
As soon as one stops, the next one starts.
My wife has a halacha that if you go to Orlando, the only ones that enjoy this is the adults. The kids cry the whole time. If you look around, that's
just
true.
The opposite.
No,
100%.
Kids cry the whole time.
You're sitting there waiting in line for a ride you're not going on in the heat, and you're getting sunburned.
You went many times.
I went many times. I went to Orlando 3 times with my wife. 4 times.
With your whole family?
No, with different kids, different times.
Oh.
But you see there, everybody's crying. The adults enjoy themselves.
Like Yochanan Miller says.
If you're a kid who's 12, 13, you can enjoy yourself. But from age 3 to 10, you think you're doing the greatest thing for your kid. 3 to 7, the kids cry the whole time. They're walking, they're this, they're crying, they're hot.
You come out afterwards and the adults are the ones catching about what happened and the kids are the ones that say they enjoyed it.
Yochanan Miller says, I don't have to spend $20,000 to hear my kids scratch. I can hear them catch at home.
You saw that clip with the guy who took his kids, the son-in-law? You saw that? Did I send you that? Great clip. Great thing. My sister sent me this thing in a tzar. I don't know what it is even. Some Lashon Hara thing. That this guy from Europe.
English clip?
No.
Half of it was English.
Subtitle, please.
Yeah, half was English. He says blue.
Works upstate.
Yeah, no.
Totally blue.
No.
Totally
this
blue.
This guy gave a speech about shidduchim, and you know how it's terrible. You know, you call a guy for a shidduch about a bacha, he says, it's not for you. So that's the worst thing you can ever do. You know, a guy who does lashon hara. You know, Kitzer, this guy from Europe called him, and he said that he has a lot of daughters. I don't know, and he the way he finds a shidduch for his. All his son-in-laws, this is how he found. He went to the yeshiva. He goes to Israel a few times a year. And all his kids, he went to the, wherever the... He goes to Israel, and he would go into the yeshiva, and he'd say, oh, you know that bacher? There's a bacher who obviously doesn't come to chakras. So he's like, let's say a guy doesn't come to chakras. So he says, a regular, says, yeah, he doesn't... He say, like, I heard he doesn't come to chakras. Yeah, it's one of his problems. He doesn't get up. But otherwise, he's a good kid. Another guy, he would ask, this guy doesn't come to chakras, he'd say, no, he's, when's the one's going? He's a guy who theoretically comes to chakras. He just, you know, the guy who spoke positively about that bacher, that's the bacher he took for son-in-law. Okay. He said, all his son-in-laws are people that speak positive and do not look at the bad of the person.
They didn't start life yet.
Don't send the story out.
Yeah, this is not.
This is something.
You're encouraging me.
Just like a speech.
Can we poke holes now, or did you wait till later? Like, what?
Poke fun? My grandmother used to say that.
Poke fun?
That's what you just said, poke holes.
Poke holes.
Fun, that's the same thing.
Oh, because he was part of an Aldi issue, so he knew all
the. Here, you ready?
Music killed.
Reality.
In the field of shidduchim, the number one thing when every boy and girl goes into shidduchim, information, asking information. And I constantly, whoever knows me, I'm a very active in the subject of shidduchim.
This guy is
one of the most painful things to shidduchim is giving just out for you.
I
could do better. Let me tell you something. About 2 years ago, I spoke to a yeshiva of over 1,000 boys on the subject of giving information when it comes to shidduchim. Somebody recorded it, it went viral, many hotlines had it.
Listen.
I heard.
I got a phone call from my father who lives in Europe, and he tells me as follows: Mr. Schwartz, I am blessed with a house full of daughters. I have over a million daughters. And I want to tell you something. Bacha sent all of them
American.
Let me
butcher.
Tell you how I made information. I went to Yeshiva. When I came from Europe, I was a Shunim Kippur to the Rebbe, or some Chastoyer. At any Yom Tov Shavuos, Chanukah, I used to go to the boys and ask them information about this boy and about that boy. And let me tell you who I took for a son-in-law. Someone who always gave me good information about everyone, this is who I chose. And asked them why. They didn't tell you the truth, maybe. He says, that's exactly right. But when I asked him about, is that true that he wakes up 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning and he davens very late? He always fixed it up. Happened once, but really always wakes up in the morning good and is always flightsick and is always good. This particular boy that I chose always figured out a way how to talk positive about everyone. And I learned a lesson. If he's going to talk positive about his friends, he's going to come home, there's not going to be such a good supper, or it's not going to be a supper because his wife didn't have a chance to make supper. He's going to say, it's good. Today we're going to buy. The house not going to be that clean. He's going to say, okay, Baruch Hashem. And he tells me, I want to tell you something. That is exactly Baruch Hashem. What happened? Oh my
goodness.
They all married positive boys.
Very
good. Very good. The music was better.
Now, how do you want to poke hole?
No, it's a very good story. It's just happened. He's 100% right.
Big hole.
Right. Yeah. Forget about holes. Just take one big hole.
Take the whole tablecloth.
Even if it didn't happen, it's still a good way to. I ask now, I call people about Shaduchim, and you
yesterday.
I heard about Shaz, but if I call people about Shaduchim, and you hear Taka, different people's perspective, like, guys like, you know, you call guys negative, I don't know why he's on the resume, I want to call the boy's father, like, get this guy off the resume, he's a negative guy. It's crazy.
You're on the resume and you have nothing good to say?
Yeah.
Because some people, the person who put you on the resume is also a klutz. Yeah, so he also doesn't chab.
They didn't ask you to put it on the resume.
No, he doesn't. They don't chab. Who do you put on your resume? You're a bachur. You come home now from yeshiva. Fine. Your mother says, okay, give me three best friends. Who do you think we should put? Oh, Moshe Tainer is a real good friend of mine. We hang out. We play pickle. We're very close. You're not a good judge about Moshe Tainer. You know him as a friend.
Yeah, but I would call him first and tell him, FYI, I'm putting you on my resume.
So right, and Moshe Tainer thinks he's saying good. He doesn't chab.
Right.
Like Moshe Tainer's not trying to mess you up. He's your friend. He just says,
"Okay, so that's always what's good for one is bad for the
no,
other." That doesn't mean
positive it. is positive. If you have what your mother should ask you, is he a positive guy? They say he pokes fun, whatever. I don't know what he said.
It happens a lot with neighbors.
100%. 100%. 100%.
Anything you can
say. One thing that he thinks you're finding something.
Right.
Else,
any story you can say about a guy can be taken both ways.
Yeah, but a guy who's positive, guy's positive, you know.
Gender-driven.
You have to have someone who's positive. That's the aside. I would never put Yisrael on. He's sarcastic. The guy won't get anything.
There's something wrong with someone who's positive, obviously.
Someone who's positive. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't even know what we're talking about. He right away walks in, straight into the fire. Doesn't have to. Anyway.
Okay.
Tomorrow you have carpool or today?
Today.
Today you have carpool?
Yeah, tomorrow.
No, seriously.
Today.
Because tomorrow is easy. Tomorrow's daf is look at Rambam Beis. So if we get through Rambam Aleph, you're good. You can leave. Today I'll try to do that for you also.
What time? Much of Shabbos?
Sunday.
Sunday what time?
1:30.
Well, you'll be here for sure Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing the 1:30 flight?
Tis Kunshon, what happens?
Bring Danish.
Why is it a bad flight? Positively. Such a good flight. Such a great flight. You get to 6:30 in the morning. You don't want him on your resume. You don't want him on your resume.
Don't put me on your resume.
He's a great guy. I mean, he's...
How cheap they got the flight?
I don't think you're right about that.
The 1 o'clock flight is more packed than my flight.
Emirates is cheaper. I met some Yehuda last night. I didn't know he was there. He came last night to the share. He says he's going back with Emirates. Emirates?
No, but round trip.
It's $1,100. He stopped off in Dubai.
Not Dubai. He's stopping in Dubai. He's stopping in Dubai?
Yeah.
That's how much longer that trip is.
Yeah. So he stopped in Dubai. He said he loves it because they're very respectful to davening. They give him a room in the back.
As opposed to Halal?
Yeah, he has a closed room. He said he could daven there. He davens there for 2-3 hours. They let him stand the whole time. They don't care because they have a place to bow down.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's an office in the back.
No, he said they give a place to bow down. There's a next to, in that room. There's two carpets on the floor. The Arabs come. Yeah, Arabs come to bow down.
You can't take it for 2 hours.
No, it's a area, and they come. They bow.
It's 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's by the kitchen.
If
I don't know where.
If it's true, it's a good story.
It's not a room.
He says a room with a curtain.
He's a cop.
I don't think so.
That's what he said last night. That guy was here. I didn't make this up.
He sleeps on a mahsani. He doesn't know the water room.
Okay.
He sleeps on a bench outside the
mezuzah. None of you guys are going on my resume. None of you guys. None of you guys. You don't know how to adapt. You don't know how to adapt.
Different reason why they put it
in Ramosha Hyman's house. In Ramosha Hyman's house, he has a mikveh in the basement.
I think I'm leaving early.
He has a mikveh in the basement, and in the mikveh room has a bathroom in the room. But he wanted that you should make a bracha, the tevel akeli. You should be able to make a bracha, but it's a bathroom. So he made, before he put the plumbing in for the bathroom, he made a tanai that's not kavur. And he has a curtain around by the toilet. He could go like this. Maybe that's kind of lavatory they have on Emirates.
There's a different reason why they put a curtain around him.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says he likes it a lot. I mean, he told me there's no minions. I would never fly there. I said there's no minions. So everybody in the ship pops up. Rabbi Dayan Fisher, and what's it called? Says that you should daven your seat on the plane. This guy, this went on. So Chaim Galib says, first daven your seat in shul. You walk around the whole shul. Yeah, okay, first daven is shul. Then we can talk about the plane.
The whole davening in the seat. If you're on a long flight, he's probably didn't mean you shouldn't daven the minion on a long flight.
He did because you can't really hear.
Of course you could hear.
Of course you could hear.
I never hear. That's not the problem. The problem is not the hearing. The problem is the one person who gets mad like.
Right.
No, the flight is much more respectful nowadays.
Nowadays, right. They're taking that one.
Not the flyers.
The front people are not respectful.
They take one psak that they got 35 years.
The fry are respectful, by the way.
They're still applying it today.
It's only the front people who have a shita that you're not supposed to daven on a plane. That's the guy who hits you in the back, keeps on hitting
you.
Could you stop it? Try to daven. You're supposed to daven your seat. I'll show you 3 tshuvas. I didn't ask you right now about a tshuva.
Self-hating Jew.
Not self. He has a shita, like whatever, like last night's share. Those guys all poke fun at me.
This psak was 35 years ago, and they're still applying it today. Nobody asked again.
People ask
me. I'll tell you one thing. You go to first class, you're missing the flight. You're missing the minion. The only minion I'm in the black, in the back.
Nah.
Never a minion in first class. Never a minion in first class.
You're not flying first class?
No. No
way. Waste of money.
Never a minion. I'm flying the back of the plane. Row 27, I think it is.
Like a Max thinks he goes like that every night.
He's trying to fend for her because his wife said she's not going unless they're going.
No, my wife doesn't. My wife doesn't
need
exactly.
My wife doesn't like.
No, not doesn't like. My wife doesn't care. She doesn't care for it. It's a waste of money.
Yisrael.
No,
I want to see the boarding pass.
I'll show it to you.
Yeah, in bulkhead.
What's bulkhead?
Extra leg room. Like one of the front rows where you have
I have the 3 inches, whatever, like 6 inches extra, 3 inches extra.
Yeah, you see by the door.
No.
Back of the middle.
Back of the middle.
By the way, if you sit all the way up there, also you don't know what minion is.
It's not true. What are you talking about? Minion is there the whole time.
Only from row 45.
No. You're out of your mind. Trust me, I know what a minion is. Let's go.
I don't know, it doesn't
look like today. Zakti Gemara. Nachnunam and Aleph. Today's shir.
Over and out.
Is Rafu Shlema, Blumer Oschana Rochel, and Estel Chaim Astavoiro.
Welcome back.
And.
What's his name?
Arnon Mekasim Ben. Ben Ronan, Ben the father's name
right.
Now.
Oh, right.
Ben Ronan.
Yeah.
Zechet Tzadik Lebracha. Kedoshim, most places can hold their Kedoshim.
Actually, 3 Pesachim.
Most places can hold, yeah. Oh, I don't know, some of the places can hold.
That's why they got him.
What?
He went to help, no? He
was by the
thing as
an EMT.
I'm Miller reading Sharabi's book, The Hostage. Woo! Wild.
You can finish it on the plane.
Wild book. Wow. Anyway. Dovah Lohem Behakish. Dovah Lohem Behakish. Ma'al Shiyomed Binyan Av. You know that, that his son has to go to Yeshiva at 8:30. Anyway. Dovah Lohem Behakish. Ma'al Shiyomed Binyan Av. But he's nervous the whole time. He can't learn.
I'm almost done
Shiyomed Mikrov. By the way, I paid a guy before Shabbos to sit by Shalshur doesn't say Shnayim Mikra the whole time.
At least I'm saying it then. He's finished by then.
Yeah, but we don't know about it. By you, it's Yavi Chumash. You come in like a masmid.
Maybe if there would be something more going on by Shalshur.
Shalshur is beautiful. Don't start that. We had beautiful. We had locks this week.
I don't know who you compare me to. One's worse than the next.
No, you don't.
I know exactly what he said, but you're...
You think it was the first time he said it?
Exactly.
It's only the second time I said it, by the way.
I heard it six times already myself.
Yeah.
It was squished like that. I felt like I was in...
Yeah, it was very squishy. All the boomfuls, they had Sherbrochers.
I thought I was doing the tables?
No, they did.
Whatever.
I thought it was row 42 with Sherbrochers.
Okay, Dov Alon Mehekesh, let's go.
The collar came for Sherbrochers.
Dov Alon Mehekesh, Ma'al Shiyum Bin Yanav.
Did she ever come?
I have no idea.
Yeah, she came. Yeah.
The Roki will speak for her.
Dov Alon Behakish Ma'al Shiyum Bin Yanav.
Why have you paid attention?
Well, I know that wine that they poured was black.
You ready? So the question is, could you learn Dov Alon Behakish? We said Dov Alon Behakish, Ein Chozer Lam Behakish, we had two pshatim, Rav and Ravina. Now the question is, we're going through all kinds of limudim over here. Dov Alon Behakish Ma'al Shiyum Bin Yanav. Could you learn something else out of Bin Yanav? Because it itself is a limud. So could you learn, is that work or not? I'm going to be Yermia. Loi Licht of Tzafona.
Stop on the bottom of one of these, no?
No.
Yeah, but by now we should have been up to them.
Sure,
so good.
Nobody else knows.
That's what holding? Dabar Alam Mehekesh Chozim La'am B'Kavachomer. Min the Tonne Be'er Bishmol. We had some beforehand. The Bishmol said that you could, he holds the Dabar Alam Mehekesh Chozim La'am B'Kavachomer. Fine. So that one's stored away. Dabar Alam Mehekesh Ma'al Shiyum Bin Yanav. What about that? So Amar Yamer, Leilichto Tzafayna Ba'asham. Don't say Tzafayna Ba'asham. Taysim Bin Yanav Mechatos. Learn out from Chatos. The Ma'ay Hilchas Akosvei. Why'd you write it? Lav Lememro. The Dov Alon Mehekesh Ein Echaz Lam Bin Yanav. Because you can't. In fact, Amar L'Tameich Taysim Bin Yanav Ma'oilo. I don't understand. Why don't you learn from Bin Yanav Ma'oilo, where it says in Mefurish, Ma'ay Tamalei Asi from the Ekel Mifrach Ma'al Oilo Shken Kol. Because you have a kasha, you have a pirch on that. So chat is not mekel mimal chash kem mechaperis. That's why we don't learn now from there. Not because Dov Alon Mehekesh is ain't a chosim la'am bin yanav. Maybe it is. Shem kem mechaperis l'chavik risas. So the Gemara doesn't really answer. The Gemara is just like a short stop. And now the Gemara goes to another thing. This is the way Rashi learns. Some Rishonim don't learn like this. Rashi learns, the next Gemara is milse ba'apin nafshi hu rashi v'lam l'misha ba'ayim. Some say it is an answer. I don't know how exactly, but that's yeah. So Rash, this is a Rash. Let's chod b'chod le'asya. Teisi chod matarti. Mei teisi. What should we write? Lo nichter rachmana oilo v'teisi michatos v'asham ma'al shkem chaprim. Lo nichter rachmana michatos teisi ma'al ma'al shkem zecharim. Zecharim for some reason is a ma'ala. Lo nichter v'asham. Don't get excited. Lo nichter v'asham v'teisi ma'anoch ma'al shkem shem tzivik abiyachid. So Meila the Gemara says you don't really have a. We don't know which one to learn. We don't have a where to learn it from. So the Gemara doesn't answer this. That's it. The Gemara is all for that thing. Now we're saying like this. What about Dov Alon Gzeir Shava? Could you go back and learn from a Hekish? Could you go and learn from a Hekish? Okay. So the Gemara says...
Leave alone the Gzeir Shava? Forget about it?
No. Something. That, let's say I learn out this from this with Gzeir Shava. Now could I learn out this from this with a Hekish? This itself is a Gzeir Shava. It's on the same Mefurish.
Yeah. Bring it back, as opposed to
same halacha.
Established that heck issue.
We'll see. The Gemara is going to bring a raya. Let's see what Gemara says. That'll be easier to understand. You're leaving in a minute. If you don't mind. Dov Alon Gzeir Shava Ma'al Shiyum Bin Hekesh. Amar Papa.
Maybe I'll.
There's something called Makom Kavua. Tefila goes on Makom Kavua. Even if you don't daven Tefila B'Tzibur, but Makom Kavua is like has a din of Tefila B'Tzibur. So you have Makom Kavua over here. My Makom Kavua is in the back.
And the guy who took 3 weeks diamond in Alvarado also.
No, what's
no, halacha? No, never diamond.
Halacha is if
one
you're
time.
Not going to have a minion,
one
then
time.
At least Makom Kavua. But if you have a minion, the halacha is the halacha is.
You're gonna cover everything that I do bad. By the way, also, you know, you went to the mikveh. You didn't go all the way in. Like, what are you gonna cover everything that I did in my life? You want a list? I'll write you a list. I'll send out a text to the Olam. Have some other stuff.
Instead of that story, send this out.
I want.
It's a lot of noise by laning like that.
You know the guy who? Do you know the guy? You know. He goes with a lam and kol kavur can mechza mechza. So he, as long as he has more than.
If you don't have a minion, it's better to do a kavur than.
No, kavur is a very chashuva thing.
Also, it's definitely better.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why they don't have it on the plane. That's your seat.
go find a real let's back and try to push him out of the seat or try to get
it. Double
no, so he did take a seat before that. He'll kick you out. He wanted to find a new one.
Sunshine?
Welcome to Chicago.
Did you have those chicken nuggets?
Whatever. Drumettes. Chicken nuggets. What's wrong with you?
No, they don't have drumettes. My kid is kidding me. Cool.
So where did I get drumettes? Only in LA?
No, Friday afternoon.
No, if you go probably to other places.
Friday afternoon.
The Kailo is Google and what's it called?
Dava Lamed.
No, man. You
finished davening. It's a 35-minute Seder for Kiddush.
You had a good time.
What? I wasn't. Outside.
35 minutes
Seder.
By the way, I don't want to say anything, but it's
going
to happen
down.
Here too soon.
Right. They don't change the tables. Everything is just set. How do you sit? They put the table.
You can't see this, what's called? This, not Seder, no. Chabura. Is Chabura happening before Kiddush?
Of course.
But it's not everybody. It's not a rule.
I just said that.
With a ton of people. That's
for so what?
For right now.
But you can't
for right
see changing?
It doesn't matter. It's not a shul. It's not a rule and shul saying. It's not a rule and shul saying we have to wait for the Chabura.
I know, but now that it's...
Double Lamed Gezeirah.
As soon as this half the shul, one half the shul coming.
Rosh Kodesh speaks for 20 minutes.
You can see it happening.
And then within 30 seconds, everyone's gone.
You heard it here first. No.
Do alam exer shava.
We're still waiting for the women to go in pants.
This is called positivity.
Your wife doesn't wear pants yet?
You guys are not going on the resume. None of you guys. Okay, the second half of the tables could go on. From Machi and on.
They don't talk.
That's what you need. Hey, can you say something, please? He's really pretty.
My Rebbe told me if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it.
Do alam exer shava.
That was a Rebbe.
He's really pretty.
Do alam exer shava mao.
Everything else is a
pastor.
And also, if you go to the
library,
don't call anyone pretty.
Let's go. So Gemara is like this. Charlie wants to know what this is. Let's talk about this. I'm going to pop up. There's dois toiras zevach hashlamim im al toido. So the aloch is, okay. So basically, you have a pasuk over here. This one. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is im al toida lemanu letoida shabam and amaisa. We learn out that toida could be brought from amaisa, but the ashkan shlamim the asam amaisa. And how do you know shlamim? Shlamim gufayim and olon. Because if sham shlamim, the only way you know shlamim is because it says we have a pasuk sham sham. So. Shlomim is Dava Lomim Gzer Shava, and then we'll Chayzim Lamim Behekish to Shlomim. Shlomim Guvayim and Olin, Chsiv Sham Sham. So Amalim Azur Jabreda Marle Ravina, Meiser Dagon Chulim Ba'amahu. What are you talking about? This is not. Our whole Shail in the Gemara is only Kachim to Kachim. Kachim to Kachim is where we have the Shail of Dava Lomim Behekish and Chayzim Lamim Behekish. That's how we started over here. But Meiser Dagon, that's Chulim. What shaykhis? So you can't compare. You can't answer me from here. It's not an answer. So Amalei, Amra, is that, did you say that? Limi kodesh umlama kodesh. No, it depends. If they're both chulin, yeah. But if one of the stodim that you learn out is kachim, then it is a raya. So he won't say it is a raya. Just keep this in the back of your mind because the Gemara is going to bring this up on our own base. Dovar lo megzer shava, maoshim megzer shava. So, Could you repeat? Amar Rav Machamatanya. Soilus Murubeches. Oh, so that's a very interesting thing. You have like this. A toida is a carbon you bring for thanks if you oil yam, jail, chayla, and one more. List them.
It's chayla.
Midbar. So there's four different chals that you bring, four different breads. One of them is chametz, and three of them are matzah. You bring 20 isroinim. That's the amount of flour you bring. Half goes to the chametz, and the other 10 isroinim are split between the 30 chals. So the chametz is a lot more. It's just so the Gemara says like this. How do you know that you bring soilus? Soilus murubeches leman l'ravucha shabo soilus. So the pasuk speaks that says it pretty straight out. It says im al toydi akrivenu hikra alzavach atoydi chalas matzah blu l'shamen rukik matzah mshuk b'shamen besoilus murubeches chalas blu l'shamen. So it says soilus by murubeches. That's one of the chalas. Shabo soilus chalas minayin. How do you know the chalas come? Soilus, tamlam chalos chalos, rikikim inayim, the crackers, it's another type of chalos, tamlam mitzvahs, matzahs, matzahs. It says matzahs and matzahs.
So you see,
Xerishavah, right? So Gemara says, memai the matzahs, matzahs, mechalos, gomar, duma, memafitanu, gomar. Maybe we're learning out from mafitanu. It says weiter, v'chisakiv karmichim ma'afitana soilus chalas ma'atzah blumu v'shamen v'rukikim ma'atzah v'shuchim ha'shamen. And we're here also soilus. So mele, it's not a gzer shavah to gzer shavah. It's learned out direct. So Gemara says, Ela Maravah, so that's not a good raya. Ela Maravah, Tanya v'kirboi u'proshoi v'kirboi u'proshoi. So you have this posik over here. V'es orapor v'es kolbosoi parka and godo. Vesar parvus kabasar roshav al krov v'kibar firshoy. Firshoy is the junk in the stomach, the place that holds the junk, the perish, the garbage. Vaytzi es kol apal mechus lamachna. I'm a kam tar. So Gemara says. Yeah, gzer shava. So Gemara says v'kibar parashav vaytzi melamech matzi shalom. You take out the whole animal whole. Yachid yisufen shalom. You burn it whole. Nemar kan roshav krov. It's pieces. V'nemalahalan roshav krov. Malahalan deni tuach. Afkan deni tuach. V'rekti omara. Im malahalan behevshet. You skin it. Afkan am behevshet. Amalai mev kibroi proshoi. Mai tamudo. Amalapapa k'shem she pirshoi b'kirboi. Kach b'sori b'oiroi. Pirshoi is in the stomach. Why? It's a svara. Because you're not going to go ahead and hold out the garbage in the basement. There's looks. It's b'zayon. So it's together with the stomach. So just like over there. So too by the rest of the animal. Tani Rebbe Yomer Nemakan Orubasar who perish Nemahan Orubasar who perish Malahan Deni Tuach Shlo Behevshet Afkan Deni Tuach Shlo Behevshet. So that's a raya. Dovah Lomer Gzeir Shava Chayzim Lomer Gzeir Shava. Okay. Now Dovah Lomer Gzeir Shava Malosh Yum V'Kav Chaymer. So Gemara says we have a Kav Chaymer. Uma Hekish Sheinim Lomer Behekish. Even the Ravim, like we said yesterday, is blocked. That was Rabbi Shmuel. That was how we started today. That's why thank you for starting there. Which we said on Amar Alf. So Gemara says, one second. Honey, command the Papa. We shlugged up Rapapa. The man, the lesser Papa, my Glamema. We shlugged them up. El Kavachimer. We have another Kavachimer. My Hekish, Em Lam Hekish. Even the Rav and the Ravinim Lama Kavachaim and Tana Baby Shmol, Xer Shava, Chaverto, and the Rav Machome, because we have Rav Machome from Iser, and then Shatom Kavachaim, so we have a Kavachaim. Zotimar, Dov Alom Kavachaim, Dov Alom Xer Shava, Maoshim and Binyanav, Teku. Dov Alom Kavachaim, Maoshim and Hekish. What about that? So what's the Kavachaim? Umak Xer Shava, Shain Lameda Behekesha. Midrab Yechanon. Like we said before, melamed be hekish, midar papa, kavachayim, alom mehekish, minatana bebishmol, ain't a din shal yilman behekish. So Mar says, what do you mean? We shlugged over our papa, anichaman, the ister papa, laman, the lesser papa, Michael, meymar, teiku. Okay, another one. Dovah alom kavachayim, mao, shi yilman begzer shava. So Mar says, have a kavachayim, umak zer shava, shi ain't lamed the bekesha. midi Rabbi Yechonon. Milam gzer shom midi Rama chama kav chaymer. Halom hekesh natanah Rabbi Shmuel. Ain dish tomak gzer shava. Fine. Dor halom mekav chaymer. Mal shvim mekav chaymer. Well, I want to know if you could do a kav chaymer and a kav chaymer. So Moshe says kav chaymer. Umag gzer shava she'ain lemeid mehekesh midi Rabbi Yechonon. Milam mekav chaymer. Kedam moron. Kav chaymer halom hekesh natanah Rabbi Shmuel. Ain dish yom mekav chaymer. Vezel kavachomer ben kavachomer ben menosh kavachomer, because you have a kavachomer learning kavachomer, and now you're learning off another kavachomer. That's not kavachomer learning kavachomer. That's kavachomer learning kavachomer from another kavachomer. So the Gemara says, Elo kavachomer. This is the kavachomer. Umah hekesh ain alone the hekesh. Even the Rav, even the Ravina, Milam kavachomer metonah baby shmol. Kavachomer alone the hekesh metonah baby shmol. Ain din shem kavachomer. Vezel kavachomer ben kavachomer, not ben menosh kavachomer. So Melo, that's the Gemara staying with that, and the Gemara wants to learn that you'll be able to learn out Kavachemer from Kavachemer. We'll stop over here because tomorrow's a short plot.
You know. You can remember where we stopped?
Yes.
I passed by Ben last night.
Ben who?
Big,
yeah, he said 500 people.
Yeah.
Was it the first time there?
First time sitting there. Like some of it's like, there.
Their bread is very oily, no?
It's a very...
What?
Huh?
What thing is work?
No, I'm saying it's all real.
It's real Israeli.
Yeah.
No.
It's like stuff you can't even understand.
No, not like schnitzel is really.
No, that's what I'm saying. You
right.
Can't understand
yeah.
even what it says.
Yeah, no.
That's not Israeli. That's a rock.
Ein Perksim Shtemas Lavim, Omno al Duchen, Massifa ad Loyalan, even more. Ein Kotanik Zazar Lavoy del Bashar Shalvim, Oin Mashir. Go with your father. Loya, I'm in Beneva Vachina, Elaba Pak, the elite in Tevel Banima.
Harmony.
Yeah.
The melody.
Yeah.
But Yasmin Yakov, I made an Aluminium. Made an al Duchen, Elaba Eretz, Elaba Eretz, Hayom. They would stand on the floor. They're sharing Ben Ragla Lavim. The Tsayar Lavim, I'm going to cry.
Tormentors.
Yeah, I don't know. That was actually.
Because they have beautiful voices, and the older ones
so
already started.
I love paradise. The best item was the shawarma inside
Kesha'ivim yayim up to chas. Kesha'ivim yayim kuf tes chas. Kesha'ivim yayim mishan sukhan lisha v'yayim chamisha b'erev. Ki b'erev. ביום ערב שבת יש שם סם יש משהו שאס חק של שבת ביום חמישי יש ערב שבת לאחר מנחה בשבת זה אין יהודי אין לי שפך זמיים מפני המס אני מנה את הקופה שני מה שאני ממצו לידי דברם כמה כמה תחיל כשידע שתגוב את היפה ידע פתוח המים וחתיך את בעז הקוט ונוקי כמו מחת ויהיה תולי בחוץ שלו יסתר אחר כך לאחר זה היד במים לקח זה איזה ימשכו עם אחות יוזר שף פלאפל
Well, that came on like you rather.